News. I'm Gene Randall. This day in the United States seems certain to go into the history books with only the third ever impeachment of an American president. The House of Representatives is debating two articles of impeachment against Donald Trump, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Here's AP correspondent Rita Foley.
The House proceedings began with Republicans calling for an adjournment. But when that didn't work,
there is no proof, none, that the president has committed an impeachable offense.
Republican Congressman Debbie Lesko of Arizona followed moments later by California Democrat Mark DeSaulnier.
President Trump violated the law and solicited foreign interference in our election.
Democrat Ben Ray Lujan of New Mexico urged his colleagues to think of the country.
We have reached a point in time where our love of country compels action.
But Republican Jim Baird of Indiana said Democrats are trying to toss out a duly elected president.
Today marks a sad day for America.
Rita Foley, Washington.
Once as expected, the House approves the articles of impeachment after 6 hours of debate. It would likely set up a trial in the U.S. Senate soon after the first of the year. South Sudan's President Salva Kiir Mayardit and rebel leader Riek Machar have agreed to form a transitional unity government by a February deadline, even if key political disputes remain unresolved. The two men who signed a peace deal in 2018 had already missed two deadlines to form a new regime. South Sudan's five-year conflict has left hundreds of thousands of people dead and forced millions of others to flee the country or to United Nations protection sites within South Sudan. Kiir and Machar have agreed to uphold the current ceasefire. France is once again beset by public sector worker strikes. At issue, President Emmanuel Macron's plans to overhaul the national pension system. Government officials today met with employers and union leaders to discuss a way forward. More news at voanews.com.